Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Follow the Lead podcast, a Christian Leaders podcast powered by Greg Fay Insurance. If you haven't talked to my man Greg Fay, do so today. Go to gregfayinsurance.com. Well, friends, if we haven't met yet, my name is Tony and I'm your host. And today is a deeper dive episode. On the deeper dive, what we do is we lean into the interview message in the hopes of grabbing out a nugget and just going a little deeper on it. We want to help you grow as a Christian leader. And that's what this deeper dive is really all about. So today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the problem that most leaders face when it comes to choosing how they invest in themselves. How do you invest in yourself? I know that every leader wants to grow, right? Every good leader, every leader who's going to spend the time listening to this podcast wants to grow as a leader. But one of the questions that Kayla, who was the interview of this week, really brought up was, how are you investing in yourself? And her whole thing as a coach and entrepreneur and a leader that she really mentioned that resonated was, as you grow in leadership, your investment must grow as well. As you grow in leadership, your investment must grow as well. What does that mean? It means that when you're an intern, a podcast is a really good place to start. Just doing a podcast, listening to a podcast, right? But as you grow as a leader, you're going to need more tools to implement. You're going to need more help implementing those tools. You're going to be more intentional. So as you grow, your investment grows. Your investment matters, right? How you invest, what it looks like. And one of the scriptures that I am thinking about when it comes to this comes out of Matthew 25. Now, you probably are familiar with Matthew 25. It's the parable of the talents, right? And this comes in the Gospel of Matthew during a series of parables from Jesus. He's talking to them about what it means to grow and walk with Christ. So the parable of the talents reads like this. Verse 14, Matthew 25. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags of gold, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have come faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained you 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with the few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold, master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers. So then when I would have replied, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to one of those who has 10 bags. For whoever has given, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's Matthew 25 verses 14 through 29. Side note, I love when scripture uses the term weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm not sure why I love it so much, but it just feels right. All right, let's talk about this parable and as it pertains to the investment. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. What do we know about the master in this parable? We know that the master is not an easy man, right? He's much like the world. We live in the world, and the world is not easy. The world takes and does not always give back. The world does all of these things and makes it hard. And what I love about this parable is that if we think about the master as the world, then what we begin to understand is that we can hide from the world, or we can bet on ourselves in the world. The servant who had five bags, the servant who had two bags, they both decide to take a chance, right? An investment in yourself is a chance that God will use you to do something good. And guess what? Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it's a bad investment. That happens. Happens to all of us. But on the other hand, you might increase your ability to impact the kingdom of God. I don't know where you are in your career. You may be in the two bag portion. You may be in the one bag portion. You might be in the five bag portion of your career. But whatever you have to match that investment. You notice what the parable doesn't say? It doesn't say the man with five bags invested two and then held three. Here's what I want to tell you. I want to challenge you to invest at the level that you want to lead in. Take a risk on you. God has gifted you. You're not here by accident. God has gifted you to do amazing things for the kingdom of God. But if all you're doing is taking what God has gifted you and burying it in the backyard, you're not going to grow. Whatever level you're at, go all in on you, on the investment of you. One of my favorite things to see as a coach is the transformation that comes when somebody invests in themselves. You know, and I'll be honest, sometimes people balk at my pricing model or what coaching costs, not just for me, but from the industry. And this is what I'll tell you, is that you're not paying for my time. You're paying for the value. And why is my value so high? Because I've invested in myself for an extended period of time. If you want to increase your value in the world, invest in yourself. Take what you have and invest in it. Make the choice. One of the things I tell my kids all the time is that leaders are readers. And they don't quite understand it yet, but I'm sure you get the idea that when you read something, when you make the conscious choice to read intentionally, what ends up happening is it's an investment of time. And that investment of time never comes back void. I know that you think that you're busy. I know that you think that you have too much to do, too many obligations. I feel your pain. I really do. What I want to challenge you with today is that investing in yourself now will give you more time later. I don't want you to think about as an abstract. I want you to think about it as a have to. You have to do it. If you want to grow, you have to invest. And let's also be clear, that's true in your relationship with the Lord. If you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus, you have to invest in Jesus. You have to spend time with him in the Word. You have to practice the spiritual disciplines. You have to do those things. If you want to grow in your relationship with your spouse, you have to invest in it. If you want to grow in your relationship with your kids, you have to invest in it. Your time, your talent, and your treasure. No one ever got closer together by staying far apart. Investment brings you close. Whether that's an investment of time, whether that's an investment of money, or whether that's an investment of the skills that you have. What I'm crystal clear is that if you're willing to pour into a relationship, a project, or yourself, it will grow. And as you grow, invest more. And then one day, I'm 100% sure, if you approach this life, this next season of life, with an investment mindset, at the end of that season, you'll hear, Well done, good and faithful servant. Well, friends, that's our podcast for today, the Deeper Dive episode. Always so much fun because I love chatting with you guys. As a reminder, check out our sponsors, Trent Barga Real Estate. Team Barga is so good to us over here at the podcast. If you're looking for your dream home, your next home, or an investment home, talk to Trent today. The link is in the show notes. He works with Keller Williams, and I absolutely love the work that he does. Trent's a dear friend, and I know that he'll give you his best possible effort. Speaking of homes, be sure to check out myfivestarhomeservices.com for all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. I just had the five-star team out to my house to take a look at my AC unit. I was so thankful for the tune-up. Their guy's so professional. All you have to do is Google My Five-Star Home Services. Go to myfivestarhomeservices.com, learn about their company, learn about what they call the profit on purpose mindset. I love those guys over there. They're doing such good work to build the kingdom. As always, friends, I'm so thankful for you. Please do take a minute, sign up for the Life and Leadership newsletter every single week. You can go to follow2leadcoaching.com and sign up. I'm thankful for you in this community. And remember, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing.